Transportation Committee. It is March 29th, Tuesday. It is 3 minutes after 1. We do have a quorum. We have before us Senate Bill 108, an act naming the Dowling Road overpass at milepost 123.7 on the new Seward Highway. This SPEC, is it? SPC? Specialist Stephen Max Kavanaugh Jr. Memorial Overpass, and this is by Senator McGuire. Would you please come up and take a chair, and we'll... And it's my intention to move this out today, unless there's an objection from members of the committee. Senator McGuire.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members of the committee, in particular for taking this up so immediately at the end of the session. It's a great honor to his family. In particular, they were here when you scheduled it, and they had flown all the way here, as you know, from Georgia, and they were just impressed by our state and how quickly we move our political process. So, as you know, Mr. Chairman, you've been here longer than me. We name things in honor of those who have lost their lives in Alaska. That's a tradition that we have followed, and we do it for extraordinary people that have left a legacy that we want to remember. Specialist Stephen Kavanaugh was a man who served our country. He took over 300 missions to Iraq and safely returned back home. Was a warrior for our country, and we honor that. In particular, all of what Max represents, the young men. He is very representative of the average age and the average spirit of the soldier that is currently serving in Iraq, and the current soldier that is losing their lives and will not go on to be a part of future generations that will give back. The sad part is that he fought so valiantly for our country only to return and die here in our state on the Seward Highway. And in my opinion, a loss that really is one that could have been foreseen in many ways. And I want to explain that a little bit, Mr. Chairman, and why we'd like to name this overpass. We all know that living in Alaska is a risk. And living anywhere is a risk, but living in Alaska in particular, we have wildlife. That's one of the reasons we love our great state. In Anchorage, the area that I represent in particular, Mr. Chairman, as the population has grown, we have very few places left to build houses. And we have started to develop in areas that are bogs and wetlands in particular. I happen to live in one of them. My neighborhood is a place that I grew up riding bikes and making campfires and all kinds of things. What it's done is it's taken the moose population and cordoned them off into an area where they're trapped, essentially, with their young. We're working now with a group, you'll continue to hear more about this, called the Moose Federation. We have been now for over 8 years to try and relocate this population of moose out into the rural parts of our state that are really hurting to have that ungulate population grow back again so that... the average village family at one point was harvesting one moose per family, and now they're down to one per village. So that's part of what we're trying to do to help rural Alaska. But for those that live in my district, we're trying to reduce those kinds of collisions. So Specialist Stephen Max Kavanaugh was driving, had just left his girlfriend, was driving on the Seward Highway. This is an area that is a well-known moose corridor. And that's the part I want to emphasize and why I think having this signage, it'll be four signs that honor him and also warn pedestrians and warn drivers about moose and the fact that they are present and prevalent and to be extra cautious. He was driving in this corridor and had a head-on collision with a moose and died. He was an organ donor. His life went on to save many other lives in Alaska. I want to emphasize that. His parents asked that I emphasize that. There are many Alaskans that benefited from Max's life as well. So I envision that these signs might emphasize something about organ donation as well and how important that is. What I would like to emphasize as well is, again, just the fact that we in Alaska want to emphasize that we know that living here in the wild, you can't prevent every risk, but we're going to work as hard as we can with the Department of Transportation to mitigate these kinds of circumstances. And one other thing besides moving the moose population, Mr. Chairman, as chair of transportation that we're doing is working with the Department of Transportation to look at the kind of vegetation that attract moose to these corridors. One of the things that we have found out over the last few years is that lavender in particular, willow, cottonwood, birch, and aspen trees in particular are the kinds of vegetation that moose love to feed on. So I think about Grayson at 5 years old, and if you had trees full of, you know, jelly bellies and juicy bears and things like that, they would just come running. And that's what happens. The moose are attracted actually to the medians that we're trying to beautify. The moose are attracted to them, and they will cross over those highways to get to that food. So the family, his parents, and the governor and others, we've participated in hauling efforts to try and remove this vegetation, and we're trying to get into state law requirements that the Department of Transportation, when they design the roads, that they actually put vegetation in there that is non-attractive to moose, and really think about that, that that's more important than the overall beautification. We can pick other kinds of vegetation. So I'll leave that and then just let you know that I think this is a wonderful opportunity to honor somebody that has served our country. We have more men and women returning per capita that have served in Iraq than any other state. We have more that return with traumatic brain injuries. Max was one of those. We have more organ donors per capita than any other state in the nation. And we have more collisions with moose. And in all those categories, this is an opportunity for us to do something good and celebrate his life. The fiscal note is $10,000. And Mr. Chairman, it would go toward four different signs that would delineate milepost 123.7.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. Are there any questions from members of the committee for the presenter this afternoon? Yes, Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome.
Oh, just for the record, though, I'd like to recognize Senator Menard. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Senator Menard.
Thank you very much. The $10,000 with the signage, how far apart are these signs going up from what do we have? The Downing milepost 123. Are they like every 3 miles or?
Would you like to join? Please come up and join the Senator. And your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Hi.
You look like you were anxious to talk.
She's great. She's done some more. Genevieve Watusik for Senator McGuire. And it's on a roundabout, so it's just at the entrance of the roundabout. There's four entrances, and that's where they would be.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and follow up.
And yes. I apologize for coming in a little bit late. And I was just wondering what these signs are going to look like. Is there going to be a picture of the moose? Or because, of course, pictures say so many more words than just the words do.
Through the chair, we haven't seen an example yet of what it will be. We can probably get that to you from DOT. They do have memorial examples that we could probably get to you.
So if I may follow up, so a design hasn't been put forth as of now?
No, ma'am, it has not.
Okay. I'd love to help with that.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Question, Senator Huggins. Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had the opportunity to meet Steve and Susan. The parents are wonderful people from Lawrenceville, Georgia. And just as an additional comment, we are preparing for Michael Reagan to do a portrait of Max to go to the family. So that's going to happen. And it's a wonderful bill, and I just want to pass on my thanks to Senator McGuire for that.
And if I might,
yes, please.
Just through the chair to Senator Huggins, thank you so very much. The Kavanaughs were delighted at the hospitality of the legislature in particular, though they highlighted their time with Senator Huggins. It was very meaningful to them. And Mr. Kavanaugh, as he left, still had his coffee mug from you in his hand, and it was very emotional for them to share some of the stories that you did, and I want to thank you. For that time that you gave to them. That's very.
Okay. Any other questions for members of the committee for the presenter? If not, thank you very much for your testimony this afternoon. Is there anybody online that wants to testify? We don't have anybody online, anybody in the audience? Okay, well then we'll close public testimony. The next committee of referral for this bill is finance. Any discussion among the committee members? If not, I'd like a motion to move the bill. It's my intention to move it today, unless there's an objection.
Mr. Chairman, I move to move Senate Bill 108 in the short title, An Act Naming Dowling Road Overpass at Mile 123-7 on the new Seward Highway for the Sergeant Stephen Max Kavanaugh Jr. Memorial Overpass. That's how it would be named, and with the fiscal notes attached and any recommendations.
Thank you. Is there an objection?
Just a comment.
A comment? Yes, please.
Specialist,
sorry.
Right,
yeah,
so
I apologize for that.
Okay, is there any objection to the movement of the bill? The next committee referral is the Finance Committee. Seeing no objection, the bill is moved. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.